Okay, Tisha B'Shechol B'Shabbos. There's so many shailos that are Megeya, Tisha B'Shechol B'Shabbos. Most of them are Megeya to the same question, the same mistake. Ironically, we're going to leave that to them. Instead, we'll start going with Halacha L'Maaseh, and we'll take it that way and see how these shailos play out in so many ways, and I think eventually Yom Hill will start to pick up on their own where this may be taking us. Now, what I'm saying here. So let's start with the Ramah. The Ramah is always a good place to start. And he speaks about Shabbos Chazoin. Shabbos Shel Chazoin. Ein machlifen lulbish bigdei Shabbos. Shabbos Chazoin, you don't put on any bigdei Shabbos. Ki im aksoinus levad. Only aksoinus. Where does this halacha come from? Before we get to what the explainer is even referring to, it's the Mordechai in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, where he says, "V'chein b'Shabbos shel Chazon Yeshayahu, ein machlifen kleihem elo haksoinus b'levat." The only thing they change is the ksoinus. Hagol, it says there. It's not him. It's Hagol. Peter ksoinus hu me'il. Ksoinus refers to the outer garment. You only change that. Everything further in, not changed. Interestingly, on the same page, you look at another Hagol, Kedushe Anshei Shem there, it brings from the Maharam, V'isi Neagin She'ein Machlifin Ela HaChaluk HaPnimi. All they changed was the inner, I guess what we would call the Yomdusha, right? In other words, is it the furthest out or the furthest in that we're changing over here? One way or the other. Loi Kedibrei HaHagol, not like that Hagol, says over there, Mishnah Berurah brings like the second one. It's referring to the Beged Zeah. Only thing we change is the undershirt. Everything else stays the same. Why is that? Mishnah Berurah is what it is. The Beged Zeah, not significant in the first place. You can change that every day if you want. Therefore, for Shabbos, definitely. The other Svarah, let's see. In any case, he says, even for Shabbos, almost everything is awesome. Almost everything, except one thing. Which one thing? Okay. We saw there are two different sheets, what the one thing is. But generally, can't change your clothing to Shabbos clothing. A lot of people are sitting and saying, once you wake up before the Shabbos, it's too late now. I already put on my Shabbos clothing. Well, that's why some people talk a bit of it. Okay. So let's see. But this is where it starts from. That's the Ramah. Now, Ramah, like I said, comes from the Mordechai. The Maril. Maril, all of Alman Hogan comes from the Maril, Ashkenazi Shuman Hogan. V'chein onru noyagim b'Shabbos sh'lufnei chazon yishayohu, ein noyagim l'chabis begodim. No washing clothing for that Shabbos. Bigdei Shabbos, noagu rabbeiseinu l'shamris k'tzas b'Shabbos sh'lchazon yishayohu. To change a bit, Shabbos chazon. Ein machlif m'kola begodim k'sh'ol Shabbosis. How is that simony avails? You should wear, have some simony avails. You shouldn't change all your clothing like a regular Shabbos. You can't treat it like a regular Shabbos. You're in the mind days, he says. He's not even talking about Shabbos Shechol Tisha B'Av. He's talking about any Shabbos in the mind days, including yesterday. Ad kan l'shoyn ma'arach, that's the Bavron Kloizner, from the very early Ashkenazi Shacharei. Any shoyn, sorry. That's in the Maril. And then he says, Mari Segal, that's Maril himself. Loi shino shum begodim Shabbos Chazon Yishayo. He didn't change any of his clothing in Shabbos Chazon at all. Gam talis am yuchad loi l'Shabbos loi itif. He didn't put on the Shabbos talis here. Elo b'shalchoy, he used his weekday talis on Shabbos Chazon. Shalu lefono. People asked him a question, very important question here, that's going to become a big question, as we'll see. But it was asked to him himself. How can you do that? How can you not change your clothing for Shabbos? If you neig avelus for Shabbos, you can't be neig avelus for Shabbos, they asked him. So he said, it's not recognizable as avelus, he said. It's not recognizable as avelus. Why? Well, you can be Shabbos anyway. You don't have any Shabbos clothing. I think everybody has. Not everybody has. So somebody sees a person walking around with a weekday clothing. But he doesn't have a Shabbos clothing. How am I supposed to know? That's called available for Haskell, is that? only hachosim hayolovish kol bigdei Shabbos. If somebody was a chosim, a roifruf, or maybe Shabbos Shabbos brachas, even though he would wear the Shabbos clothes. Other than that, nothing doing. Okay, so what do we have here? So we have the Mordechai, and we have the Maril. No jokes here, we're talking about the Yishayim, the ones that we follow. And the Ramah brings them, as he often does. Right? So up until this point, it should be the norm. It should be the norm. It should be, by the way. Theoretically. Based on only following the Menhagim the way we usually follow them, this should theoretically be the norm. I remember living in Kehar Sefer, there was a kehillah, a small kehillah, of Yekis in Kehar Sefer. I said, I was instrumental, Baruch Hashem, proud. I was instrumental in starting a Vekta Shul. I never davened it, but I was very seriously instrumental in starting a Vekta Yekis Shul in Kehar Sefer. It was a Yetzir Beifin, maybe some people live in Israel, but a Yetzir Beifin that is. But it was I had a Yekis kehillah, and one of my friends from that kehillah, Shabbos Chazbani, walked around with his week to hat. How do I know? I know what everybody's week to hat looks like. His week to hat, you can do his week to hat. You hope there wasn't a Shabbos side. It was very noticeable. Yeah? Why? And that's the way that they do it. Maril. That's the Maril. That's the Maril. Okay. However, many of the Gedolei Acharonim have a serious problem with this. Very serious problem. And we'll have to figure out what they're going to do with the Maril. Because again, if the Maril wasn't brought to have been asked a question, having responded to it, we would have had an easier time asking Kashas. But it was asked him and he answered it. And we're going to have to deal with that. But let's take one dogma. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur brings that his father, the Chacham Tzvi, did not change anything Shabbos Chazon at all from any other Shabbos of the year. Did everything exactly the same as every other Shabbos of the year. Even if Chal Tisha Lov B'Shabbos, not only Shabbos Chazayim, like we had it the first day, almost, for the 9 days. But Tishlo Shechal B'Shabbos didn't change a thing. That's what he brings from his father. Chayyodo! Klaf Kuflam and Gimel brings, the Minig in Vilna, he says, Alpi HaGro is to wear regular Big Day Shabbos. By the way, the Chayyodo doesn't always bring the Minig HaGro. He wrote his own sefer, and he makes that very clear. I'm writing my own sefer here. I don't follow the Gro on whatever he says. But here he says, the minig in Vilna al-pi ha-Gro is to wear all big dishes. Mishnah Berurah brings that down. Mishnah Berurah of Kaltenbach. Balatanya wrote in Divrei Nechemya, that was, I believe, his brother. That's how he fares it. Uncle. Yeah. That's the minig al-Piyari, not to change a single thing on Shabbos. Now he comes to Orech HaShulchan. This is fascinating. The Orech HaShulchan comes with a taina, which may be able to help us out a little bit with what we're going to do with the Maril in general. And maybe we'll be able to use his type of approach to help us b'chlal and how to deal with this. Zeh Hashem HaChidosh, an interesting thing. Orech HaShulchan says that our minig is not to change anything. Not allowed to show any avelos b'Shabbos. He says, "What came at all? Can't have avelos b'Shabbos." And the truth is, he says, it comes much before him. The Advaz is the Rebbe of the Beis Yosef. Right? This is the borderline door of Rishonim / Acharonim, which is not, you know. But that's all you can consider Yishayim. That Vaz and his Chuvas ain't available for Shabbos. Can't do it. You cannot change anything from any Shabbos. Look to HaShulchan, and that has to be. Can't get out of that. But he says, I wonder though. He says, we can't reinvent the wheel. Whatever. We're not the ones who made this up. The Kadmayim Musunit is not available for Shabbos. And they did this anyway. So how do we become bigger Ibn Chachonim than them? It's like Torah HaShulchan. How can we change the minute? Doesn't make sense to us? True. Makes no sense to us, he says. What? Can you change the minute? What were they thinking? Dr. Al-Khasulhan Shayna Khadish, he says, what changed is the Matthias. The Matthias changed, he says. How's that? So I would think that the Matthias that changed is that the real answer where he says that, okay, this guy doesn't have any Shabbos clothing. Come on. No such thing. There's nobody who doesn't have Shabbos clothing today's day. I don't know what it was like then. But no, he has a different time. He says his time is, it depends what you wear. He says, Eitel ha-kadmoinim v'yitzal boshet Shabbos v'choyl shovim v'demusom v'tmunosa. It was more or less the same clothing, which is in Shabbos. So why would it be so nikah? Why would it be nikah? Would it be so nikah in the first place, he says. Right? Because, who knows the difference? You know the difference. Everyone else around you? No, no. You wear one suit on Sunday and it was on Shabbos, but more or less the same thing. The Meili says, that's the way it was in the old days, and that's why they weren't bothered that, at first. I mean, no, but Asmai knows that he's wearing his weekday clothing. Nobody else around really knows it. There you go. He said, several generations before us, the situation was that which I think means felt. They wore a felt hat in the weekday. Interesting. This is what they wore. They wore different clothing on weekday and Shabbos. So he Nikola Koil says that begit choil was that begit Shabbos. You can't do that, he says. Lochein and higu agedolim shaloi linig minigzeh v'rei ahefer shenika harbe. And therefore, havik avel is the Shabbos. You can't do it. It's too obvious that there's a change. Now, if we were going to take this to a logical conclusion, I'm sure a lot of people in this room are thinking, okay, where do we go with it now? What if somebody's not wearing a shtreimel on Bekish on Shabbos and a hat in the weekday? I don't know if I that too. And he says, V'lachin, ani oimer, dizmanenu zeh, shal pi pekudas ha-malchus. He says, according to the rules of the government, we have no choice anymore. And therefore, k'ra echlasnu, tzmunas ha-begodim. They don't allow us to wear the Shabbos clothing that we used to wear. So we no longer wear it. Shabbos b'chol tzmuna achat lahem. The same thing now. Even though it used to be the ancient when it was to wear weekday clothing on Shabbos Chazayim, then the minhag changed according to the Matthias, he says, where we had very different begadim, Shabbos and Chol, so couldn't do that anymore. Well, we're back to where we started from, he says, we've come full circle. And in that case, let's go back, he says, let's wear weekday clothing on Shabbos Chazayim, because it's not that different. So they signed it there. Now, the truth is, again, what it said in the Maril was not that. The Maril didn't say that the Pshat is because we wear the same clothes on weekday and Shabbos. He said, Haroya Oima. He doesn't have Shabbos clothing. Who says he has that? In other words, we do notice it, but we don't care. Right? Again, Yesh La'ayin, if that's the case today either. But this is the Sora of Doruch HaShulchan, and he's not the only one. It's in the Muki Arachayim, that's the Munkacha, the Mukuti Mariach. They all say it. That is the Pshat. No, he's the only one that says, therefore, let's go back. Right, they don't say, therefore, let's go back. They say, therefore, it's ours. And that depends also on the atmosphere. Because they were in Chassidus of places where they kept it that way. Mukuti Mariach and the Muki Arachayim, yeah? And the Doruch HaShulchan wasn't. Although, Yesh La'ayin, and the Matthias that I just said, whether that's true. Because the Muki Arachayim, like I said, the Muki Arachayim, the Munkach, I'm not so convinced. Rabbi Roshlaim was there. The people who came out of Munkach after the war definitely didn't. So, but they didn't want to push it back. He did want to push it back. I saw others who have a kash on his Avchon of the Messias altogether. That they say, it's not true, that in the days of the Maril, they wore the same thing on weekday and Shabbos, and they bring their own rayas to it, the Chassam Sefer and Arachayim, that says that there clearly was a shini in the Malbushim between Shabbos and Chol at the time of the Maril. And yet, they still have this minhag for whatever reason. But again, like I said, in the Maril himself, he says, Loi Minkiri, that's his svara. Right? His svara is Loi Minkiri. Question is that still gay or not? Or Chashulchan? Main thing is, what we're finding in all these Achrayim is that they have a very serious problem with any kind of Avodah Zarah. And therefore, not going to work. They can't do what they used to do. Why did they do it, Amal? Svaras Ahim, Svaras Ahim. That's what we're missing. Well, the Maisa, besides the Orech HaShulchan, who suggests that maybe we turn back the clock to the old minute, the rest of them don't want to do that. So what do we do today? Rav Henkin writes, Rav Henkin wrote off a luach, where he wrote everything, you know, in the shortest possible way, line by line, what to do, and Rav Henkin writes, Shabbos, Chazoin, Ve'agim Boik, B'chol Shabbos. Ad Kam L'Shoinoi, end of story. Shabbos Chazoin is the same as any other Shabbos. Moshe Sternbuch, in his Me'adim Uzmanim, in Chelek Kei, and in the end of Chelek Zayin, he writes that even the Yekes, he says, who follow the old minute to wear big dechoil on Shabbos Chazoin, they shouldn't do it anymore. There's a big chiddush, tremendous chiddush, generally speaking, that's not something anyone would say. The old minute, and they haven't. By tradition, straight down. They don't have all the kashas of how did it change in the middle. It didn't change. Right? The only kasha there is the kasha that the world since the beginning. So what's with Havelis B'Shabbos? The Ramesh Stamble says, here's a Messias that changed, he says. He says everybody used to live in their own cities and countries. So all the Yekes lived together in Germany. Okay? So everybody did the same thing, and nobody was different than anybody else. But he says, since the Messias is today, that in every city, you have every kind of Yid, Baruch Hashem. Right? We have left our places of origin and gathered together in all different cities and across the street from each other and around the corner and different schools of different kinds. And L'maisa Gedet, a vast majority of Klal Yisrael today, fears of to wear big day Shabbos and Shabbos Chazon. So therefore, if some of the people in Germany are around, now are not going to do that, now they stick out. It's a very prominent difference these days, he says, and that's called Avelus L'Fahetzia in a way that it wasn't earlier on that way. He says it's different than everyone else around. That makes it very extremely obvious all of a sudden. Everybody in the Yekesh Shul doesn't have any big day Shabbos to Shabbos. What's the story? Right? Even the Maril Taino says, oh no, maybe it doesn't have any big day Shabbos. Oh really, that whole shul nobody has big day Shabbos. Every other shul I've been at says it doesn't work anymore. If at this point he holds, nobody should be doing this anymore, even those who have it from the Seder. So my friend in Kaf Seifel, if he's there, should have wanted Shabbos out of Shabbos Chazai, according to the opinion of Ramesh Shabbos. The Debitzin Rov, which was by Moshe and Chelik Zayin, he says, Befarhesia, everybody needs to feel look like the place they're at. That's the way it has to be for us, in both directions. Which means, if you happen to end up in Frankfurt today, you're going to have to wear your weekday clothing on, but there's nobody there anymore. But if there was, call Echos to see Minag HaMokim that he's in. Got to go along with what's going on over there in general. But Ma'isa, though, he says, La'is Ato, that's what he says, La'is Ato, Ikshir Doro, Leif Shemig Dei Shabbos, and there is no such place, therefore this is going to remain theoretical in that direction. But, he says, again, if there'll be such a place, everybody has to follow the Minag HaMokim. As of now, he says, he doesn't see a mocking for anybody to be wearing big day choyl on Shabbos Chazoin based on what's going on. Now that we saw that the Achroinim, Ad Kedekach, they do something which is extremely rare here. To change a minig Yishoinim is something that nobody has ever taken lightly, ever. Yeah? And yet, you see how strongly and seriously they take this Yisoid of Avelus Rofesi Veshabbos. They weren't able to tolerate it despite the fact that this was a widespread minhag in Ashkenaz. So this brings us to another interesting shaila, which is the Haftarah of Shabbos Chazon. Haftarah of Shabbos Chazon, where does this come from, this shaila b'chol? Mogen Avraham, Reish Pei Beit, Sifei, Mogen Avraham brings this idea of reading the Haftarah of Shabbos Chazon kekino, like a kino, which he means to say, to read it with the Negen of Eicha. Mishnah Berurah brings it down there. Now, let's go back to our Orech HaShulchan. Orech HaShulchan, Shabbos clothing, says he can't do it. What does he say? If there's any mocking to do such a thing, he says, it would only be revived, you can't tell the actual difference at all. You cannot actually tell the difference. Right? That's his only excuse. If nobody actually can really know the difference, the only person knows it is what you know yourself, what you're wearing or what you're not. Nobody else really knows the difference. So what about getting up in a shul on Shabbos and reading Aftarah to make it a Beicha? Chapela according to him. And the Shul from Taki doesn't bring this halacha. Doesn't bring it down. The Morgan Avraham is finished. The Mayadim Uzmanim and a number of other Sforim bring that the Chazon Ish had a Kepeda not to read the Aftarah of Shabbos Chazon with anything except the regular trop of Aftarah. And why is that? The same thing. The same reason why Klal Yisrael feels to not change any big day Shabbos despite the ancient minhag. He says the same thing. You cannot feel the chabelus to Shabbos and you can't learn the Aftarah of Shabbos Chazayim with the Migin Avech. Katzachayim brings minhag Eretz Yisrael. Sheloi loima b'Shabbos Chazayim shum kino. Anything. Da'afilu b'tishim of shechol b'Shabbos. Male al shulchonei bistro shmeino. That's halacha mefureshes. To eat meat and drink wine, even at shalashudis of that Shabbos, straight into Tisha B'Av, Yisrael Mam Tekes, where there's meat and wine. La'asis yikor b'yoyma de Shabbos, t'imechabe de Shabbos, umi som per livkos, he says. And then he brings a quote, which is a play on words, and this is coming straight from Birkei Yosef, from the Chibah, he was a loof, like they say, and these in Yonim. He said, the evil hevi gamhu, Kasher Koine. Right? And he's playing on Kain and Hevel over there. And instead of saying the Hevel Hevi Gamu, it's just like Kain, it's Evel Hevi Gamu, Kasher Koine. So when you bring the Koine, you bring Avelus on Shabbos. Uma gam b'farhesia, kovel am b'yom Shabbos Kodesh, vaday roi levatol minig ze, l'koi Shabbos. This is the Birke Yosef, the Chidah, writes this. And then as mentioned earlier, the Radvaz, so Machzik Brocher, that's right to the Chidor, brings the Radvaz, different Shuvas Radvaz, besides the one that says, that avails for Esther Gabi Begodim, and he says, Radvaz says, Sha'alta Rimeni, Oidia Chodati, V'masha Noagu, in the 3 weeks, close to Tisha B'Av, in the 3 weeks meaning, and maybe another Mephorim, to say certain Piyutim, Zeichel Ochorban, he says. Im Yofa Emoisim, ומימו בתלין על לו, תשובו, אישר חילד, אמן ביבטל דבר כזה. Whoever can מבטל it, has my brochus and my thanks. כמה הרחיקו רזל צעוקו בחייה בשבת, כל שכן לא ימדו ברקינו, זה בחז כעקורבן, כן לא ידעו בחייה, אפילו בן שבצינה אינו נהג בתשעו שכל להיות בשבת, זה עשרי בפויס, כמי says, כל שכן בשבת יש הקרידם תשעו בו, כל שכן בן שפרסיה, for sure, you can't do anything with a healthy on Shabbos that has anything to do with Tisha B'Av. Aye, what about the Mechadrim of these Piyudim? You hear this? Now he's asking, where do Mechadrim Piyudim? All Piyudim. What about them? How do Mechadrim Piyudim? These Piyudim, on the Shabbos especially, for the Shabbos is a Ben HaMetzorah. How do they make that up? Shem Elo Yoyu Bali Yoyro Elo Meshedirim. Maybe they were poets, they're not Rabbanim. They're doctor. Can we Shekot Av HaRambam? He says, the Rambam says, he says, the Sefer Mitzvahs of Shlomo Eben Gebiro, that he was a poet and not a Rav. But that's the Rambam, and therefore that's how he gets out of dealing with whatever halachic issue he has over there. Soif soif, he says, looks at Advaz. Ein roi laharis shum daiga v'lo yitzovoin b'shabes, el hakoil simcha, u'mishiyuch levatul minigze, yofehu oisa. Anyone who can levatul this minute, he says, good job, he says. Very good job, he says. And it should become one.
Isn't that the
words? Those are the words. But to go sing it with an Ibn Avecho, something that they're not Mekal. Yeah. The words are the words. Yeah. Yeah. What are we doing there? We're asking to be able to bring the Kabbalahs. That's what we're doing. Yeah. We're not making a Tisha B'Av out of every Shabbos in Yom Tov. We're saying we're bringing Agdon. We today don't have the ability to bring Kabbalahs. We would like the ability to please do so, and we promise you that we will. As they gave this talk, yeah? So this is the sheet over here. Now let's go back also. The Maril himself had a very serious problem was Havelos v'Shabbos. And we got a big day Shabbos, he found the Torah. However, over here, you're talking about Kumva Se of Havelos, Eino Nikah, doesn't work here. Doing something on Shabbos of Havelos, the Maril, Mechoyer would not say him for this thing over here. Doesn't stem with him, doesn't stem with the Shulchan, doesn't stem with the Maril. So great. Come to Deber Tzina Rav again, and his shuv is in Chelek Zayin, and he says, if you're in a place that they say, after Shabbos Chazoyim, with the Nigen of Eicho, and he says, what if you, if you're there, the Vaday ain't so Shayim anymore. He says, you don't have to say over these things. You're in a short field, it's going to heal him, or he says, if you're saying, the saying, let's say, these piyutim, Tishu of the Kafitim on Shabbos, say something else, he says. But if he's called up from after, he says he has no choice. If he's called up from after, he has to, he can't be in the Shana the Minigah Mokim, despite the fact that, as we saw, the Radvaz and the Bekir Yosef and all say, no, in Shana for that. Anybody with half a brain understands that the guy who got himself a master, a Tzachanya Krifta master, that's the point, being the one getting in the way of what's the Minigah Mokim and awaiting something else. But, okay, so like, as it compares, that the same story that we have, regarding the big day Shabbos, seems to play out regarding the inyan of the Asperia of Chazer.
What about in Parshas Dvarim, we say, Eich, we say with a negan of, just a little passage that we say, with a negan of...
Some do, yeah. Some do that.
Would that go into this question, or is that just a little knesh?
I hear both sides of what you're saying. Either it does or none of it. As a few words.
I think
in yeshivas they
do it.
I think in yeshivas somebody else will
write it.
A good story, which I'm not going to tell here, about what happened to Tervadas. That was one place where everybody got together and this fight broke out over there. What else? So we have another Indian on Shabbos Chazoyim, which follows the same Shailos. Ramesha is a tshuva, Nigus Ramesha, Rechaim Chelik Dalos. There's a tshuva to his son, Rabbi Reuven. And he writes, Vidvar Zmiris v'Shabbos Chazoyim. What about singing Zmiris on Shabbos Chazoyim? Can you sing Zmiris on Shabbos Chazoyim? So he says, L'amazamrim b'chol Shabbos, those who sing Zmiris every Shabbos, some people sing Zmiris every Shabbos. Right? So those people, Vaday Roshon Gam B'Shabbos Chazon. Anyone who sings Zmiris any other Shabbos is allowed to sing the Shabbos Chazon as well. Oh, well, if you don't sing Zmiris every other Shabbos? But this week you are, but you have guests. Yeah? And it's not going to make a good impression. The Afla Einoy again. Establish Einoy. No, the man says, if you never sing Zmiris any Shabbos, you can choose Shabbos Chazon as your Shabbos that you sing Zmiris on. Kivin Shal Kaporim will cover Shabbos. Kimoi, She'af, She'ein Noyagin Lecha B'chol Shabbos both of us with the Shlishes. He says, even if you never have Fleishik and Shalosh Shabbos, as most people do not, we're talking Lecha B'chol Shabbos and Tzir Shabbos. And we don't start asking questions, wait, one second, do you eat the last Shabbos, or do you eat the next Shabbos? No, you can eat Fleishik. If you see the most seconds, I can put Tzir Shabbos. The same way as Dr. Moshe, Zmiris, the same thing. We don't have to test you now and see what you can do every other Shabbos. Shabbos Chazon is like any Shabbos of the year. Any other Shabbos of the year, do you ask questions before you sing Zmiris? I hope not. So Shabbos Chazon, you don't even have to ask any questions. You can sing Zmiris, don't they? K'moy k'nir gam le'in. Zmiris, k'ivin shu'in kovet Shabbos, af she'in roge b'chol Shabbos, still ain't less. Can't ask after anybody who's singing Zmiris, which means, even if he sings none, you can sing all night. But if you sing a little bit, you can sing a lot on Shabbos Chazon. You can sing as much as you want. And nobody gets in your way. Why? It's Shabbos. What if you want to sing Happy Negunim at Shalosh Shudas together with your flesh or your meal? Get on to this. Don't say, it works. It works well. But let's come to Israel. What we're finding out is that so many things, when it comes to Shabbos Chazon, the approach is, it's like any other Shabbos of the year. The Svara is the same Svara again and again. The Svara is, Shabbos is Shabbos. And therefore, He cannot be noyeg avelus b'shabbos. One more point. Kegav b'shabbos chazal. Chavisyoy is a teichim ukar chayim. And he discusses an oifruf. What happens if there's an oifruf? Shabbos chazal. Same thing would be true on Shabbos tishah. Right? Which is, this is the only way to come out this year. The Shabbos tishah. So we have, okay, so there are some who we discussed last week, that there are some who would not make chasnas until two ba'av, which outside of Detroit you can do this year also. Because you can make a chasna Thursday night, early enough, and from other places. Here, in Shtodena Gehla Maitre. But, until Thursday night? Oh, really? Uh-huh, that's all.
Don't be so worthy.
I can find the last thing we saw, all this is say Shabbat Chazayin is the matter, or Tuvah is the matter, whatever it is. One way or the other, it's Muslim and Adin, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But I'll confirm him, so you can have, what? Shabbat Machmur, sorry. Shabbat Machmur or Tuvah, yeah. All they say, this is the matter, that's the matter. We got to be the Mazel, not the got to be the SM Halacha, but they'll. So I'll confirm him, Shaila is, you have an Oifruf, it's going to happen, you have an Oifruf. Direct to Chabbat Shoyer, what can you do at that? Are you allowed to throw pekeluch or not? Yes.
What's wrong with that?
Are you allowed to sing? That's usually what goes along with throwing pekeluch. Are you allowed to dance? Yes or no? He says you're allowed to do all of the above. Shabbos is Shabbos. And maybe you can throw pekeluch and sing and dance at the time and afterwards by the kiddush, whatever it takes. Regular Shabbos oifruf of any other time. And again, the svara continues to be the same svara. Ein avelus for Shabbos. And again, if and when there are any svaras of any kind of avelus for Shabbos, you see, you're on the defensive. As soon as you're doing anything, you have to figure out why it's even more to do. And that's something that needs to be paid attention to. I do want to say chadvar and bring a famous meister to Besarim. Besarim was once in a spot on the Shabbos chazayim. And the oilam was very alive with lots of simcha about his midas, and there were people who couldn't understand that. They were standing there on the side looking disapproving looks. And what was going through their mind was, what's with these people? It's not all about the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rishon turned to them and said, Oy Havei Hashem, HaMechakim B'Vinyan Ariyeh. Those who love the Beis are waiting for the Beis HaMikdash. Yoyim HaShabbos, these are the simcha, K'makam HaMatmafel. Is despite as much as you miss the Beis HaMikdash, when Shabbos comes, it's the inyan of Simcha, Kinekal Matan Achil, and that is not a steer b'chlal to waiting for the Beis HaMikdash. And if you wait a lot for the Beis HaMikdash, be happy on Shabbos, maybe Friday night this week. Maybe Hashem will see. Maybe we'll touch on that a drop more and see what's Taka of Shach. That Shabbos, maybe it's even part of the same thing. Oh yeah, B'Yom Hashem, Hachagim Yen Ariel, that's why B'Yom Shabbos sees the Simcha capture. That would definitely seem to be implied within that Zara. What about... Okay, so let's move on now to some more inyonim of Shabbos Shechal B'Tishah. So the inyonim that we spoke about until now was speaking about even Shabbos Chazoy, or Shabbos Shechal B'Tishah. Any Shabbos within the 9 days is all be'etzim the same when it comes to this. But there are some halachas that have to do specifically with Shabbos Shechal B'Tishah, right? And not with any other Shabbos. And with this, I want to begin touching on a halacha, which comes ikorei from the Gemara, but it goes further. It was brought further by the Achareinu. Gemara in Tanya, Taflam Adom Ed Aleph, brings a braisa. Tanu Rabbon, Betisha be'ot, Osur likrois batoiro benaviyim ubaksuvim. Tisha be'ot, what is not allowed to learn, toiro benaviyim ubaksuvim on Tisha be'ot. The Mishnah is the Mishnah, by Talmud, by Medrash, by Halachos, by Agadas. The Kitzur, everything. You're not allowed to learn any Torah on Tisha B'Av. Except the Koyrei Bakinois. You could read from the Kinois. Rabbeinu Hanan often all over there says that means Eichel. Right? You can learn Eichel, that you can do. The Iyoiv, you can learn Iyoiv. The Dvorim Horoim Shebiyirmio, you can learn the sad parts of Yirmiyah, referred to henceforth as Dvorim Haroyim, which is the lashon that's used all over the place. But you know, it's show the Tzabon, the Talon, children do not learn either on Tisha B'Av. Mishum Shenema, Pikudei Hashem, Yisholim, Nesam Chaylev. Where did the Kazakh, by the way? A lot of people wonder about this halacha. And they say, oh, all right. Okay. Learning makes you happy. Okay. Good. Not everybody personally connects with that, but I think there's a lesson here, which is every yid is capable of having a deeper connection with the Torah and enjoying it. That's what's being said. That there's a metzias here of something that's mesameach, and it's something we should aspire to. Right? So sometimes, you know, from Hilchos Tisha B'Av, you learn what should be outside of Tisha B'Av, right? Other things like that also, I repeat it over here. From a relative of mine, Simcha Ellis, he's getting honored mention over here a number of times recently. But he said that somebody once asked him, a bocha came to him in the 9 days, he was learning Hilchos Tisha B'Av. And he said, it says over there, you're not supposed to greet anybody on Tisha B'Av, but if someone greets you, you should answer the Sofer Offer. You should answer the Sofer Offer. So he said, Yom Deinu Rabbeinu, what does that look like when you answer the Sofer Offer? What does it look like? Does it look better like this? I guess so. He says, but isn't that what we do every day? So in other words, the Hilchos Tisha B'Av, you learn what the rest of the year is supposed to learn. That's not good enough for the rest of the year. Right? So, Vice place is supposed to be Simcha and Talmud Torah the rest of the year. Rambam, Hilchos Tainis, also Likris, the Tisha B'Av, the Torah, even Aviram and Beksuvim, over Mishnah, over Halachis, over Talmud, over Haggadahs, the Einar Kodei, Ela B'Iyoiv, over Kinois, over Devorah Moron, Shavir Miyo, the connections of Esav Matelim by basically copy straight from that Bryce and Tainis we have in Hilchos Tainis on the Rambam and Perikei. Haggadahs, Maimonios, there, brings from the Maram. He was upset that there were people who read some of the psukim of Nechamos. Now we saw in the Braisa and in the Rambam, as they said, if you read from Yirmiyah, it has to be Dvar Maron should be Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah is not only Dvar Maron, there's Nechamos also in Yirmiyah. But he said he was upset. Why do you see people learning the Nechamos? Because of Nekiyei Hadas Medalgim Eskula. They would skip. As soon as the Nechamos came, they skipped that. Not the Likris Iyoiv, but the Vorim Aron Shevi Yirmiyo, the Dov Hazei Tiru Chachomet. Aval HaKoyre, Sukei, the Nechomet Shevi Yirmiyo, Aveiro Hi Biyom. The Aveiro to read these things. Why? Afilu Talmud Teir, She'enu Loi Nechomet, Loi Toi Chacha, also plain Talmud Teir, which is not, doesn't make you feel good or bad inherently inside the world. Still awesome. Choskin Vorim Toivim, the Nechomet, definitely also the creation, because besides the fact that it has the general quality of Talmud Torah, which is a Sameach in and of itself, this is something which is being the Sameach because of what it says there. It definitely works. The Pasuk of the Torah, the Mechaber, the Tovka from the Dalit, the Pasuk from Beis, and this is Medina the Gemara. So Medina the Gemara, we don't learn any Torah on Tisha B'Av of any kind, except Dvorim Moroim, which, like I said, henceforth will be the general term for all of those things which are clearly brought as the example of what's allowed to be left. The Maril, and Lucas Tosh Tisha B'Av, goes beyond what it says in the Gemara, and he says, V'chein minhag. He's also a minhag, Shalai lu mei teira be'erev Tisha B'Av. Not to learn teira on erev Tisha B'Av either. Now this, there's no hint of this in the Gemara. Right to Gemara, Rambam, etc. About the Maril, again, and he says there's a minig not to learn Torah on Erev Tisha B'Av, the Sefer Minhagim, which we've spoken a lot of here recently. It says Noyagin Shloy Limboid Acher Chatzoris on Erev Tisha B'Av Vishat Torah Misamacha Place. Now, again, like I said, this doesn't, it's not in the Gemara or in the Rambam. It's not brought in Tur Beis Yosef. It's not brought in the Shulchan Aruch. They followed straight off of the Gemara and the Rambam. It's not in there. But in the Darkei Moshe and Tafkos Nadalit, he brings it again, Kedarkei, that's Ramah, does bring the Menhagim of the Maril, etc. He brings it, and he passes that way in the Ramah, not only in Darkei Moshe, but in part in the Zagoyes, in Shulchan Aruch, Nagu Shulay Lumbay, Be'erif Tishbol, Mechatzis, Ve'elos, Ki'im B'dvorim HaMetorim B'Tishbol. He starts from Chatzis. Now, what's the reason for this? Where does this come from? What's the idea? What's the big idea? what's going on? Why are we stopping from Chatzos, from Erev Tisha B'Av, to learn Torah? So the Chassam Sofer explains it. The Chassam Sofer says that the reason is, because the Sofer is Tshuvas, that if you learn on Erev Tisha B'Av, it's going to stay in your mind at night, and maybe you're going to come in happily into Tisha B'Av. So you got to cut it off. Cut off points before, from Chatzos, tremendous chiddush that comes over, but the minhag itself is a tremendous chiddush. So along with the minhag itself, you have this tremendous chiddush. In other words, what's tremendous chiddush? Well, if you say maybe, hey, from Plaga Mincha, you shouldn't learn. Well, we have Plaga Mincha. Mincha Tana is often used as the smichus to the next day. But they go from Chatzos Hayoyim, which over here is what, 8 hours early in the shkia or something? I don't know. It's many hours. And you're not going to learn because hours later you're going to be thinking and learning. Well, from what you learned hours earlier, Chiddush Otzom or Bavaita. So I'm sorry from Koyim Rimunach, but again, this is in the Maril and in the Menhagim and in the Ramah, and not allowed to learn on Erev Tisha B'Av. Come to Taz, and the Taz brings the Mashal. This is the Mashal every Erev Tisha B'Av has to Chatzos. He's definitely getrafted and learned himself, and he told everybody else to do the same thing. If he didn't get involved with this, wasn't the Kabbal this many altogether, as you learned, and Shabruya brings down not only the Mashal, he brings down the Debir Agro, the Lagoyim, the Chumra Yisrael, he says to do this. Chumra Yisrael. Why? He says, if the really New Year of Tisha B'Av don't apply on Erev Tisha B'Av, so this halacha over here, which is not one of the original Inuya, only Limud HaTorah, that's what we're going to be machna, how convenient, he says. So Chumra Yaseya. Now, of course, we're going to follow the Talmud of Sam Sofer, also Nishkan Taina. All the other Inuyim are not Negeya, because it's not Tisha B'Av yet. Talmud Torah Be'etzem also shouldn't be Negeya, because it's not Tisha B'Av yet. Except what could you do? Then it lingers. All the other Inuyim don't linger. This lingers straight into Tisha B'Av, Dr. Sam Sofer. But again, Dr. Vilna Goyen, Shtazazach. Mishabur brings the Maimon Motcha, who says this is a meaning that causes Bittul Torah. People only learn Mashali Bechofetz. And he says, I myself, I'm not Machmer on this. Chayodim comes along, the Chumre Ba'alma. He says, if you want to be Mekel, Ein Moichim B'Yodim. They bring actually, in one of the forms on the Chofetz Chaim's life, they bring that in the Radin and Yeshiva, Chofetz Chaim said, to learn all of the regulars done on Erev Tisha B'Av, straight up until Tisha B'Av. Aruch HaShulchan brings, he says, the Magen Avraham says, not any bit of Torah, because you can learn Dvorim Mamer Torah. Zok te Aruch HaShulchan, ve'ein zu taine, the onuroyim b'chush, the kivin the mafstik min limudei ha-rogil, ein eloi medoit. He says, no, don't finish kembaba maizah. If you start telling people, only learn this, don't learn that, it's cool, I will I. If you let him learn whatever he wants, maybe he'll learn. If you're going to start telling him what he's allowed to learn and what he's not allowed to, don't tell me Baba Meister says he's going to learn anyway. He's not going to learn. He named Urias, he says. I'm not masking him, he says, learn on Erev Tisha B'Av whatever he wants. That was interesting. Shiloh, which is, those who are Mekom, Tanya. Those who are Mekom. So when does the Israel even not Erev start? Right? Those who say, Erev Tisha B'Av, learn Gesundheit. And again, like I said, Mishnah Berurah, that's what he brings down. So when does it start? The Chayis Pasha that starts in Bein HaShemoshes. Just like all the other Dini Averis that start in Bein HaShemoshes. All the Yisuri Tisha B'Av start in Bein HaShemoshes, and most of the Feirish. Mutter v'rechitza v'sicho n'ilus ha-sandol ad Bein HaShemoshes. Right? That Moshe brings, Arachayim Chelukei, sitting on the ground, starts from the Shkia. From then, once you sit on the ground, so we're seeing all of the halachas of Tisha B'Av start from Shkia / Bein HaShemoshes. But comes Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, his Tshuvas and Salmas Chaim, and he says, as far as learning Torah on Tisha B'Av, he says, one should have to be careful not to learn from Shkia, but that's your business for yourself, he says. But if anyone else is learning straight up from Tzedek Yechavim, that's your business to be my face. He says, although all of the other Dine Avelis, he makes no such distinction, when it comes to Talmud Torah, he says, okay, you should start from the Shkia. But don't stop anyone else who's only off to say Sechachovim. First of all, I think the main thing we see in this shuv of the Beis Chaim is not even the siyaches stopping to learn from Chatzos. It's not mentioned. They don't say a word about it. They don't say, well, maybe Be'asem Chatzos, or you have to stop from Chatzos. Be honest. He's handling, is Bein HaShmoshes the problem or not? How did you even get to Bein HaShmoshes? You should have stopped a long time ago. Not even part of his shayla. He goes straight to be made with Shittas and no Isselim and Erev Tisha B'Av. His only view on is, on Tisha B'Av, do we stop Tisha B'Av from Shkia L'Gabi this or Nishar from Tisha B'Av? But it's only Tisha B'Av. Otherwise, you know, Isselim Talmud say that all. Dr. Rabbi Yisrachayim Zalim. So, Ad Kan, the Medugger was on a regular Erev Tisha B'Av. So, what we have found here is that there are ample grounds for one who needs to learn on Erev Tisha B'Av. You can learn anything you want on Erev Tisha B'Av on any year. Ample ground. Is there a mock in Natu? Yeah? But it goes one step further, which is going to bring us back to our old discussion. Because here comes the Maril and says, V'chein minim sheloi loim arprokim imchal Tisha B'Av v'Shabbos. Tisha B'Av v'Shabbos. Such a year, you should not say Pirkei Avos from such a Shabbos. Say from the Hagim, the whole Tisha B'Av the Shabbos, the Nidche, Ein Oymerim Prokim. Yeah? Pirkei Avos, they pick on the Pirkei Avos. It's amazing. And it's important. We should pay attention to that because it's going to come back. The Maril in the Tshuva, Tshuva's Maril, some of them Dalit, the whole Tisha B'Av the Shabbos, also Lilmoid Achar Chatzois, Elo Dvorim Horoyim Shebi Yirmiya, Kimoy Bukhoy. So we have the Maril in two places. In his sefer of Menhagim, that's called the Halachas, Maril in the Tshuvas. And we have the Menhagim. So this is the same occurrence, basically, as we saw earlier on the other Shabbos, the Kishayim. And again, Ba'ake Moshe brings this down, and he brings it in the Hagoyos of the Ramah on Shulchan Aruch, that one should not learn Perkei Avos on such a Shabbos. Come to Bayer Heitiv, off the block, and he brings down the Magen Avraham. His understanding, okay, I shouldn't say things in the Magen Avraham, because we'll see the Magen Avraham goes a different direction. Bayer Heitiv over there, understands from this, he says, oh, he says, the Ramah's talking about Erev Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos. In other words, he says, the Ramah's talking about Sunday is Tisha B'Av, Shabbos is Erev Tisha B'Av, like Shabbos is Ches. Ches is Sunday. In such a case, you understand, this is the case where from Chatzos and on, you shouldn't be learning. Therefore, im kein kal v'choymer, im chol tishu lo b'Shabbos, also will we call ayor? He says, yes? Yes. So he spreads this a little bit. Up until this point, we saw, you shouldn't learn from Chatzos. On Shabbos, the same way you learn from Chatzos on any other day of the week. The Bayer Heitiv says, oh, that's because it's Erev Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av is the din after learning from Chatzos. What about Tisha B'Av itself? It's not going to have to learn at all. So it's such a Shabbos, you can't learn. Yeah, in a Chanami, True. So I would say that the Kal V'Chaim is a part race, and still his Halacha will stand, according to the way he says. However, there's no such Makar anywhere. Nobody anywhere says not to learn the entire Shabbos of Tisha B'Av or Erev Tisha B'Av or anything. There's no such thing. And you look back at the Maril in the Menhagim, you can make up in the Ramah whatever you want, but look back at the Makar, bring the Maril. Look at the Maril in the Tshuvas, in the Menhagim, in the Sefer, and all of the Rishonim that are Makaris, that is Halacha, are speaking about Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos. They're speaking about Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos. And this is where they say that it's from Chatzos. Well, you stomach shum echad mehem to say, Tisha B'Av Shabbos, you can't learn all Shabbos, it's Tisha B'Av. Nobody says that. In other words, they're treating Tisha B'Av Shabbos as Erev Tisha B'Av. And therefore they're saying, the same way they said every year that you can't learn from Chatzos, Erev Tisha B'Av, this is Erev Tisha B'Av. I Tisha B'Av, it's Erev Tisha B'Av. You can't learn from Chatzos. So weiter, what the by hate everything, the chiddush awesome besides that here, right? In other words, there's all a law here, it doesn't make any sense. It's the same as every other official book. Now, where is this by hate coming from? Kedaka, anyone who's familiar by hate knows, it's the leaklet of the Mogen Avraham and the Taz generally. So his Mokar is attacking the Mogen Avraham. But the Mogen Avraham himself, although he does start off with such a tainer, he doesn't do what the Baha'i does and cut it off right there and keep walking. There's a further discussion. Because he also realizes what I just said before. Which is, he says, I looked up to Maril. He's talking about Shabbos Tishuvah and he's still not until Chatzayit. So the Mogen Avraham in the Hanami starts off, oh, Pashtus, if it's Shabbos Tishuvah, he shouldn't learn at all. Not true, Zach, the Mogen Avraham himself. Doesn't work that way. You can learn until Chatzayit to Kula Alma. It's not Tishuvah. It's Erev Tishuvah. That's Hashem, hopefully we'll have some time the rest of the week to go into that Nakuda further. Now comes the Taz again, and he argues on this somewhat fiercely. The Gavi Shabbos, asking Gleam of any part of Shabbos, and he says, "If ain't Issa b'Achilas Bosa v'Yayin, there's no Issa to eat meat and drink wine on Shabbos Tisha B'Av. Adrav, Chayvul of Lechul Bosa, it's from Kriyat Shabbos. You're chayv to eat meat on Shabbos. Woman Achol Shal Yomim B'Shem Avelus." Befrat, he says, "Mi sheyesh leshir sherogil v'kach mo'ez ahi," especially somebody who has a regular shear at that time. You're not going to allow to have that regular shear. What he means by the befrat over here is an interesting question of itself. What's the befrat mi sherogil to learn a regular shear? Why does that make anything different? Interesting question. The one good svara on that would be: this is really avelus b'fahetzia. They said the time of the Jacob, there's no share today. What happened? Oh, so there's Tisha B'Av today. Oh, really? So you didn't, your mom is still having a separation on Shabbos. That's one reason. Right? And Shmir Shabbos still Chosa, by the way, brings down that Svorah, Halacha L'Maaseh. He brings down such a Svorah. That he says, you can't be Mevatel Hashir, but Rabbis have been able to be Shabbos. I'm still grappling with this, for this Shabbos, for L'Maaseh. What to do exactly? This one is Rabbi Bluth. He told me, why don't you learn Dvarim Mutarim? Shveishlisht. Oy Chazoyim, to speak about that, to see what's going to happen back in the Shabbos. But Al-Kaponim, Dvarim Mutarim, could also be that Shir Kavua, he holds, a clear Bittul Torah. It's not a, well, okay, sometimes you learn more, sometimes you learn less. When you learn this paper, you learn that paper. Hakim of battle, yeah.
But the real has a Svara that you'll still have that simcha of learning.
Yeah. So it's, and I don't know what to say. That's the same
thing. Okay, the same thing.
Enochanam.
Comes to Krishna, he says nothing about the Shekhar.
Right? Who?
It comes to Krishna and Davin. If he has a Shekhar, he says also nothing about the Shekhar.
In other words, there's a Shiva Sanatim of Battle of the
Shekhar. That's the right.
But also Mitzad Avel. But also Mitzad Avel. Both things, yeah? Vesu Temoli, says the Taz. So Koyim, but Tayyim, and Mencha. I feel a petition box when we did the Shaykh Liyoyme. And everything else that's negated to that day, the regular stuff that are negated to every day, the Pasha Tatomid, Mishnayis, the Karbonis, what's the Pshat? The Gilam Loyme, Bechol Yoyme, so you do it. Lomi Yishtar, Mishnayis, the Prokim, Oysa, the Shayom, Lomi Yishabas, the Zafi Perkei Yomis, what are you targeting it for? Why are you picking on Perkei Yomis, he says? Everything else is regular. Only Perkei Yomis doth nish. Kim Kane, Gam the love to it Shabbos. Have a little name of he says, forget about Kovat Shabbos and Ish Kovat Shabbos. It's regular. It's one part of the regular. We keep everything normal. And whatever's normal is normal. So why only here? The Sant says, and he ends off, I'm in Iktorachim. I'll end it off in a second, but this kasha that he asks, why are we picking on Perkei Yovis? He's asking the same terrace, maybe in the last time I'll also say it if I care this morning. But let's have a smarter now to answer that kasha of the Taz. I think it was worse than anything else. It's a sefer big day yesha. All sefer on Shulchan Aruch. He says, anyone who learns Perkei Yovis, moitzei tam v'chidush niflo v'masher romzu chazal. It's a Perkei Yovis, it's such a kishmakeh sefer, that anyone who learns it, you find tam v'chidush niflo inside of Perkei Yovis. So he said, that's ma'amish simcha g'dayla, ain't a daimah l'kriyeh. It's not like I'm saying Tashas, I told him, ah, well, that's from that. I'm less than them. You can't do that. It's Shabbos Tishvav, he says. No, Elamai. Still, you have the taz could be that the taz had a kasha anyway, despite that, because first of all, it's different from Hagim. Whether Pesach Ovis are learned or whether they're said. Some have a minig to just read them. Some have a minig to learn them. Some have a minig to learn them the first round and then read them the other rounds. These fashidim, some have a minig to learn them the first round and not learn them at all afterwards. These varies from how quickly that the taz is going on the minig that of reading Pesach Ovis. But either way, it seems pretty clear that the taz is not bothered if you're going to be happy. It's Shabbos. And therefore Shabbos, there's no problem. Now it's interesting. According to this, Big Deyesha Svora, it's something that bothers me very much, and it's still, but if you look into the regular calendars, they don't even have a parent for this week for Pirkei Avos. Most calendars. Some do, by the way, I found. But most calendars have no parent for Pirkei Avos this week at all. And it's a Chmamash Apella, as we're going to see, we've already seen the Taz right now. But we saw so many places we're holding, even when Tisha B'Av is in the middle of the week, you're not being there from learning. Kosher and the Chal B'Shavos, I'm going to find so many places. Well, like that, including, as we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah, and so many who follow that Halacha L'maisa, except in the Luach, there's no Perek for Pirkei Avos. What's the pshat in them? There's more than one way to approach it. Either pshat is because that's the Dvarim of Roshim of the Maharil and the Ramah. They say Pirkei Avos, so they didn't want to chat with the Pirkei Avos, even if you can learn something else. But again, according to what it says, and this says for Big Day Esha, it says, no, Pirkei Avos is worse than everything else. So now we understand that even if you do learn, doesn't mean you should learn Pirkei Avos. If you hold that you're looking not to be the Simcha from Torah on Shabbos, which again remains in question, and then Mr. Hashem will continue.